spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man. You look terrible. I want you to eat. I want you to rest well, and a month from now, this Hollywood big shot's gonna give you what you want.
It's too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm gonna make him an offer again with you. Just go outside, enjoy yourself, and forget about all this nonsense. Miss, I want you to leave all to me.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show right here on Indie 101.5. Thank you for tuning in once again.
Good day, everybody.
And very happy, happiest of family days.
It is family day here in Ontario, yes.
And so I'll refrain from doing any more really bad
Yes, please, Brando please. Impressions. Don't subject our listener to that, please.
There's more than one, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, we can't afford to lose any, though. So
we're pretty sure if there's more than one, you're on the same car.
All right. So it is family day, so we're going to dedicate the show to family films. And I'm not talking about Disney films. I'm talking about films that are
much,
about
much
the mob.
Cooler. Yes.
Yes.
There is no mob. There's no mafia. There's no such thing.
Yes. Well, it's fiction. I mean, there is in the movies, though.
That's
so
true.
So we just heard off the top there the love theme from The Godfather, which is actually from Godfather 2.
Well,
right?
It's actually in part 1, and then they use it as the ongoing theme for 2 and 3.
Right. So and we're going to move things along, and we're going to start off the night with the only real song that wasn't a theatrical score from any of the Godfather movies that we could find was a song called Che La Luna by Louis Prima.
Nice. And of course, this once again, Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on 101.5.
Che La Luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mare d'are. Figlio mio, tutta rara, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Sette donna, piscia olo, viene sempre a baccalare dal manedene. Se ci picchia quando si è baccalare, picchia me. Oh mamma, la 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 la. Oh mamma, la 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 la. Mamma dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window. A cannoli in his hand. If you marry the baker boy, he will come and he will go, and he will always mix the flour in the pan. If you marry the baker boy, he'll have the cannoli in his hand. Playing
we're back. A little Louis Prima there off the top, so that's always fun. We're going to... Now, in putting this list together for tonight's show, Simon and I noticed that, especially with the Scorsese mob movies, which is most... That there's a... He's a big Stones fan.
Yeah, and Gimme Shelter by the Stones is in at least three of them. I can't... There's... It's going to be in... It was in Casino, which we're going to play music from Casino yeah. right here on this set. It was also in... Goodfellas, and I think it was in also Carlito's Way, which I don't think is a Scorsese movie, but
no. But either way, any seventies mob or drug movie, they've always got the Stones playing in the background somewhere.
Yeah, and Gimme Shelter, of course, is the perfect one for a lot of those scenes.
Yeah.
So we're gonna from Casino. Who was in Casino again?
That was Pesci and De Niro,
right?
And Sharon Stone.
And it's not really a mob movie if Al Pacino or Robert De Niro or Joe Pesci isn't in it, then it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's not a mob movie.
You're 80% close.
Yeah,
I think that's
pretty close.
Yeah.
All right, so from Casino, we got The Stones, Gimme Shelter, followed up by Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way.
On the Soundtrack Show, Indie 115.
Thank you. Can't get enough? Then listen online wherever you go. Indie1015.ca.
Okay, we are back. That was
Fleetwood Mac, "Go Your Own Way."
Nice.
From
Casino.
Casino. And
these both Casino and Casino and Goodfellas both.
Which is what we're going to talk about now. Next is Goodfellas.
But they both have an amazing, very varied soundtrack.
Yeah, and they both have Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro in them.
Yes.
So Goodfellas, of course. We'll hear a little clip of Goodfellas here of Joe Pesci doing his classics bit. We'll throw that in between the next two songs too.
And lest you think it's not, it is funny.
Yes. So we're going to go start off the bat with a little Aretha Franklin, "Baby, I Love You," which is one of my favorite songs all time. It's a little, you don't hear "Baby, I Love You" as often as you hear like "Respect" or some of our other big tunes.
"Thank Your Natural Woman."
Yeah, it's a great tune. Yeah. It's just an amazing tune. And then we're going to follow things up by the "My Way," which is – let's just talk about "My Way" for a sec. So "My Way" written by Paul Anka. But made famous by Frank Sinatra, which you would expect maybe in a mob movie to hear – Frank Sinatra. And I think there is some Frank Sinatra in Goodfellas, but we're going to play the Sex Pistols version of My Way, which ended off the movie Goodfellas.
We may not play the whole thing, just so you know.
Oh, wiser. We might need to edit it for
content. It's fine for content. It's just cheesy as all hell.
Oh, all right. Well, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of fromage every once in a while. You got to get some cheese in your life.
Limburger.
Cheese.
Yes.
All right. Mob movie night here on Family Day on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indy 101.5.
You're just funny. It's funny, you know, the way you tell the story and everything.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Yeah, Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
You're funny.
You mean, let me understand this, because maybe it's me, I'm a little f***ed up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh, I'm f***ing amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
I'm not just... You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Yeah.
track. That's a couple there from Goodfellas. I have to say, though, that I just watched Goodfellas and Casino both again recently and really, really loved amazing films, always lots of fun, and both of them based on true stories.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first, so Goodfellas was Henry Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry Hill is an interesting guy. Okay, so I listened to Howard Stern. Henry Hill, the real guy, not Ray Liotta, was a common phone-in guest on the Stern Show back in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, yeah?
And he made... I remember reading in his producer's autobiography, they were talking about guests, and he said Henry Hill occasionally said he wanted to come in, and they didn't want to deal with it because he was still on the mob's number one hit list. They won't, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wanted Howard in the crossfire.
Right. Well, we don't have anything to worry about like that here on 80-101.5.
No, even if we are somewhere near Stony Creek.
Yes. Anyway, so it's mob movie night here on Family Day. We're going to move on with another classic mob film starring Al Pacino. We're going to play something from Scarface. And we're going to play the aforementioned Frank Sinatra, of course. I think you can't get through a night of mob movies without playing a little bit of Frank Sinatra.
Very, very true.
So from Scarface, we're going to play Strangers in the Night.
On Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, Indie 101.5.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night.
Say hello to my little friend.
Well, say goodnight to the bad guy. It was Sinatra, Strangers in the Night from Scarface.
Starring Al Pacino. And we're going to, the next movie we're going to, you know, dedicate or talk about here is the Carlito's Way, which also had Al Pacino. What an, you know, a mob movie with Al Pacino. What a, you know, what a crazy coincidence.
Considering he started the whole thing.
Yeah. So Carlito's Way, actually, I remember seeing it in the theater, and I remember it was one of those $2 Tuesday nights.
Nice.
That's dating us. It's showing how old we are here. And I had, it was a great movie. Partly why I thought it was so great is because I had no idea going into it what it was about. I had no expectations. I hadn't seen the trailer. It wasn't part of a trilogy or anything. And so going into that theater with like zero expectations for a movie, it was very refreshing, and I remember really enjoying the movie just because it was all new. Everything that came my way was new. There was nothing that I expected or had seen before. So, yeah, it was a great movie.
I haven't seen that one in a long time, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah, I think that was the last time I saw it, was back in the theater, yeah.
Pacino with a beard, so there you go.
Yeah.
So from Carlito's Way, we've got...
Oyo Como Va by Carlos Santana.
Nice. And of course, on Market Simon Soundtrack Show, Indy 101.5. Santana there for you from
Carlito's Way,
yes.
Starring Al Pacino. Here on Family Day, we're playing some mob movies on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
So we pay respects to the family.
Yes, absolutely.
So Now, we've talked about Italian mob movies. This one is more Boston Irish mob movie.
All right. Now, I haven't seen this movie at all, The Departed.
It's really good. It's on Netflix. It's really good.
And who's in that one?
That would be Leonardo DiCaprio and Jack Nicholson.
All right. And some heavy hitters there. So not De Niro, Pacino, or Pesci.
No.
Oh, it's not really a mob movie then.
It fits a bit. It's a crime family either way.
Yes.
But an Irish Boston crime family. So we got some great tunes from this one.
Off the top, we're going to play – next we're going to play Shipping Up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys.
Always a fun one.
Great Irish band. And we're going to follow that up with One Way Out by the Allman Brothers.
On Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show, Indy 101.5.
some man to walk in, take my place. Ain't nowhere in the world I'm going out that front door.
That was a couple there from as we the do Departed. Mob movies, from The Departed.
Yep.
So we can't talk about the mob and family and everything else and not mention The Sopranos.
Oh, I thought you were going to say The Simpsons because we haven't talked about Fat Tony at all.
Well, yeah. I could say Fat Tony is Tony Soprano.
Yeah, he had the very similar. Yes. Or, anyway.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk about The Sopranos. I was just kidding there because obviously you can't, you know, do a mob movie or mob show night without acknowledging The Sopranos.
One of the most amazing TV shows ever made, actually.
And actually, I'm embarrassed to say I've actually never seen an episode of The Sopranos.
I have them on my... I'll lend you the DVDs.
One day I'll watch them all. There's so much good stuff out there these days. It's hard to go back and watch things that are old news.
TV got good. How'd that happen?
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? I mean... It was always good. We just talked about WKRP and what a great show that was, and that was from the 70s and 80s. So, you know,
yeah.
There's always something good to watch. It's hard to go back and pick stuff up that you missed, but I somehow missed The Sopranos. I didn't have HBO at the time, I guess, so.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead with something from the first episode of The Sopranos, I'm a Man by Bo Diddley.
Nice.
And we'll come back and talk a little bit more Sopranos after a little bit more music here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on
Indie 101.5.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M-A-N, man. Time. I'm a man, spell him A N man. Going back down the Kansas tomb, bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A N man. La never miss the way I make love to them. They can't resist. I'm a man. I spell him A.
Day Monday, so I hope you enjoyed your day off. And
if you got one,
if you got one,
not everybody gets one.
You got one.
I got one. You got one. Good. Yeah. So well, we're good. Hopefully, you got a day off. And if you didn't get a day off, hopefully, you got a little extra cash in your paycheck this time around.
Time and a half is definitely worth the trip. Yeah. Sometimes.
So we just heard from The Sopranos an awesome mashup of the Art of Noise version of Peter Gunn by Henry Mancini and. Every Breath You Take by The Police.
That's such an awesome tune.
Both of those tunes are awesome, and they I never would have thought to mash them up together like that, but whoever thought of it, brilliant. Nice job. So we're going to wrap things up for the evening and with a little bit of Sopranos lore, really. Like, this is kind of a really famous thing that Sopranos did.
So going into – not giving any spoilers away. Going into the last episode –
Well, hang on. Sorry to interrupt, but how long ago was The Sopranos' last episode?
I want to say 2007.
2007. So more than 10 years ago.
Yes.
I don't think we need to worry about spoilers if the movie's over 10 years old.
Well, there's that. So going into the final episode, nobody knew how it was going to end. If the big question was Tony going to get whacked? Was everyone going to get arrested? What was going to happen? And nobody really knew. And so one of the best kept secrets in show business, it's up there with who's Luke's father.
Right.
Was how are they going to end this thing? And two people knew it going in. It was David Chase and Steve Perry.
Right.
Because David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, is a big fan of Journey. There's a couple of other Journey songs played throughout the series along the way. And coming into it, he said, okay, well, we're going to end it with, I want to end it with Don't Stop Believing. So he wanted your permission. And Steve Perry said, okay, you need to explain the process here, what it is you want to do, how is it going to end? Because I don't know that I want my song associated with a bad ending. Like, if someone comes in and machine guns the whole family down, I don't want to do that.
Right. Well, it turns out, I mean, it's a good thing they did agree to it. I'll let you finish.
Well, the thing is that nobody knows how it ended because it was one of the big secrets, and he tricked everybody by not finishing the story.
Right. So, I mean, and if Journey had said no, even if the ending had been different, they would have – because, I mean, nobody had heard from Journey for years.
It pulled them out of obscurity.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, after this, there was remakes of Don't Stop Believing, and there was remixes, and like our listener who may know that Mark and I did have DJed weddings and parties and things like that in the past. And I mean, I'd never played Journey at a wedding or a party before. And shortly after the Sopranos finale ended, I mean, I got tons of requests for it. Even at like grade 8 graduations, I was playing Journey, right? You know what I mean? Like kids who had never heard of Journey before were listening to it. And if they hadn't played this on the Sopranos, I'm sure that Journey wouldn't be touring they're like they are today, you know. So without Steve Perry, I might add, though.
That's true.
Anyway,
everyone's happier for that.
So to wrap up our family day, you know, tribute to the mob, or at least the fictional mob in movies and TV shows, we're going to play Don't Stop Believing, and we're going to end our show just like the Sopranos ended their show.
So have a great week. We'll see you next time, and be excellent to each other. Thanks for tuning in.
We'll be right back. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Live from Mohawk College in Hamilton, you're listening to Indy 101.5 FM. CIOI. There was darkness, babe.